Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is from Matthew chapter 21. Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. This is the text. You would think that this being the beginning of the church year, we would start with the beginning. The church year calendar gives us all the pieces to put together to tell the whole story. God's interaction with his people from all times, from the promises of old going back all the way to Adam and Eve, followed by the fulfillment of those promises in the coming of Christ as the child of Mary. And he comes preaching repentance and the forgiveness of sins. He performs miracles. And there are so many things that happen before Jesus enters Jerusalem, where all prophets must die. It is for this purpose that he came. He came to die. He who is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, he is the one spoken of throughout Scripture from the beginning. He is the Son of God, begotten from eternity. He is the child of promise that Isaiah foretold. He is the child who would be born of the Virgin. He is the boy born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth in Galilee. And he is the prophet who stirred the hearts of the people there in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. But the people on Palm Sunday are still confused. They're still asking the same question. Who is this? This is the same question the disciples asked in confusion early in Jesus' ministry when Jesus calmed the storm. And the disciples said, who is this? That even the wind and waves obey him. That is the question which every person must answer for themselves. Parents cannot have enough faith to cover for their children. Wives cannot have enough faith to cover their husbands. As we begin our year-long journey telling the whole story from the beginning to the last day, we need to be able to answer the question, who is this? Who is Jesus of Nazareth? Who is this man riding into Jerusalem on a beast of burden, as Scripture says? A donkey is referred to as a beast of burden because historically, donkeys have been used to carry the weight that we either do not want to or simply cannot ourselves carry. Behold, Scripture says, your king is coming to you, and he is riding on a colt of a beast of burden. When you read Matthew's gospel, there is this underlying theme. Your king is coming. Last week, I repeatedly spoke of Jesus as being our victorious, glorious king. But we look today, where is his victory? Where is his glory? Well, it's not in the praise and the shouts of the people. They don't even know who he is. Who is this? They ask. The only answer that they can give is, they say, oh, he's a prophet from Nazareth. Which is a correct answer. However, that would be like me asking you, well, who is Michael Jordan? And all you can tell me is that he's a basketball player born in North Carolina. It doesn't really tell the whole story. There is a reason we confess the Nicene Creed each week. You need to hear the whole story. This prophet from Galilee named Jesus of Nazareth, for whom, by the way, there is a mountain of documented evidence outside of the Bible from that time period that mentions him as a real historic figure. I mean, there's just thousands of citations in other places. And Josephus speaks of this wonder worker from Galilee. There was a man, Jesus of Nazareth. That is for certain. There is no historical question about that. The issue is that our world still looks at him and says, well, who is this? Who is this man who is riding a colt of a beast of burden? Well, Jesus wants to make sure that the whole story gets told, and that's why he comes riding as he did. Entering into the city in this way was intentional. It helps to tell the whole story. First of all, it fulfills that prophecy. This wasn't his normal way of transporting himself from place to place. But riding a donkey is symbolic in that world. If Jesus came riding a horse, it would be symbolic of him as a king who was coming to wage war. But riding a donkey means that he comes in peace. Even more, that he has brought peace. A king, having defeated the enemy, entering his city in a victorious manner with the shouts and throng of people, as he enters the city on a donkey, it is the announcement that victory is complete. There is no more war to be waged. I know you're going to tell me that I'm telling the story all wrong. Because one, this is Advent and we should be talking about the days leading up to Jesus being born. And now I say that Jesus announces his victory on Palm Sunday, before he's crucified? That just seems out of order. Well, think back on the times when the people tried to kill Jesus and he passed through the crowd unharmed because, as Scripture says, it was not yet his time. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, was there ever a risk that he was going to give in and worship him? Of course not. Victory was certain. Victory was ours when our victorious, glorious King entered into the world. And I'm not talking about him being born in Bethlehem. When the angel Gabriel spoke to that young girl in Nazareth and the Holy Spirit created life in her womb, from that point forward, there was never any doubt that God's plan of salvation would be full and complete. This is the plan first spoken to Adam and Eve, told again to Abraham, retold by Isaiah and all the prophets. God had promised he would send the seed of the woman, his son, who would be pierced for our transgressions and wounded for our iniquities. When he enters the world, God's plan is set in motion. Nothing can stop the victory that is ours. Yet, the people all around him are in confusion, asking the question, who is this? They did not recognize Jesus of Nazareth as being the one of whom the prophets had foretold. Jesus of Nazareth would enter Jerusalem riding on a beast of burden. Jesus of Nazareth would exit Jerusalem as our beast of burden. He would carry the weight that we could not carry. And I'm not talking about the weight of a wooden cross. He would carry the weight of the sin of the world. More and more, as I speak with people who are, especially those outside of the church, who look at Jesus of Nazareth, they look at him with confusion. Our world is confused by who this man is. And they ask the question, well, who is this? And many dismiss him as being nothing more than a myth, which is ridiculous if you actually want to study anything. But even those who recognize him as a real person, even those who go to church, many will ask, well, who is he really? And we know that there is confusion by the way people react to him. Because if our current generation truly recognized him as the Son of God from eternity, if this generation recognized him as the eternal God who entered the world as the child of Mary so that he could be the Lamb of God, who could be the beast of burden to carry your weight of sin, a weight that you could not carry. If they truly recognized and believed this, the world and our churches would be a very different place. The reality is that there are many among us who are in confusion, wondering, who is this? The reality is they need to hear and believe the whole story. This time of year, especially a couple days ago, as you look at the chaos that our world goes into around the National Shopping Day that now has crept into Thanksgiving, we can see what happens when crowds get stirred up. Well, as people ponder who Jesus is, because of the Advent and Christmas seasons, the crowd of the world gets stirred up. And there are pictures of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. They can be seen all around. But the excitement of a crowd never ends the confusion. It generally adds to the confusion. And our confused world has nothing else to do but ask, who is this? Because our confused world just does not know. We as the people of God are called upon to give an answer. And it is fitting that we begin telling the whole story by announcing, behold, your king is coming to you. In the days of old, he was riding a beast of burden. He is your beast of burden. He came to carry the weight that you could not carry. There is good news this time of year. The good news is found in the words, behold, your king is coming to you. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.